Chapter 64. The monitors spring back to life, but instead of the likes counter, they're showing a face. Agent Burke.
Did you miss me, Larson? He waves to the camera. You're crafty, Larson. I can't even imagine how much it cost to get that encrypted communications array up and running, but we found it. We found it all the nooks and crannies. We're shutting you down. If you dare to continue on this mission, you'll be completely blind. No comms to Earth for the entire trip. Nothing.
You can't.
Watch me. You have 5 minutes to get everyone on a lifeboat, Larson. Goodbye.
The monitors go black one final time.
Skyler, Larson shouts into a comm. Get ready to release the lifeboat.
He turns to us.
Well, Paper, Aurora, we may never know who truly won the show. There is only one thing to do.
We say it together. We're not going home. He laughs.
That's not what I was going to say. I was going to say, I think we have room for two.
The light twinkles in his eyes.
You have both won. You're going to Mars.
It seems a little small, this celebration, without a single person on Earth watching. The fillers didn't get to see their representative take the main stage. I imagine they'll be speculating about who won for weeks, or months even, assuming we make it back. With Skyler out at the lifeboat hatch, our only audience right now is Captain Daniels and Drew Innes. And Martha, I guess. She says,
Congratulations, Paper Forrest. Congratulations, Aurora.
Daniels claps half-heartedly, sneering at Aurora, and gives Skyler the command to release the lifeboat. Out of the front window, we can see a mini ship darting across space, arcing toward Earth, beginning to glow in the heat of the atmosphere. Skyler returns to the main cabin, and Zach motions us to our chairs.
Now, we won't be able to communicate with Earth, at least until Martha can find us another satellite to hijack. But we've got everything we need for the trip. They thought they could stop us with a little blackout. That's what we were supposed to be scared of? Ha! I told ya! Zach, incoming.
Daniels is tapping his radar, as if he doesn't believe what he's seeing. Larson looks out the window.
My God! They weren't bluffing.
These missiles, or whatever they are, streak past the ship. I want to jump out of the way, like I used to when my rocket experiments would return to Earth and try to kill me. But I'm strapped in, the harness strangling me, helpless. 2 missiles, I think. They explode out of range of my sight through the front window. Zach exhales.
Ah, a warning shot. See, I knew they wouldn't really. 2 more, sir.
Martha speaks, and I don't think I'm imagining a little panic in her voice. Zach, 99.3% chance of a direct hit by at least one of the 2 incoming devices.
I suppose I should stop making presumptions now.
Martha, please evade. Evasive maneuvers commencing. The thrusters ignite, and the ship rocks, creaking, clearly not designed to pitch and roll like a fighter jet. I look at Daniels' hands, gripping his joystick for dear life. Wait, is he steering against Martha? Larson notices too.
Dan, what are you doing?
Gritting his teeth against the strain, Daniels shouts,
Going to manual. I've got 1,000 more flight hours than Martha.
He throws the high heaven into a yaw-roll combination, increasing the thrust. Oh yes, I'm definitely going to throw up now. The 2 missiles pass so close to the front window that if they were going slower, I could read the lettering on the side. Daniels is clearly indulging his darkest murder-suicide fantasy. The missiles explode, much closer this time, and the high heaven shudders like that old shed at home during a thunderstorm. Did I say throw up? I meant die. I'm definitely going to die now.